This week is Swim Safer Week. Joining us to have a chat about it and some startling statistics is the CEO of Swim Australia, Brendan Ward. Brendan, how are you today?
Yes, very good, thanks. It's great to be part of Swim Safer Week.
Yeah, it's an interesting statistic, especially given COVID, that less and less kids, in fact, may even be one in two children, are not learning to swim at the moment.
Yeah, that's the research that we did just recently. And, you know, I guess there's been some conditions through COVID which have meant that swim schools have been closed, and we've now got a shortage of teachers, which is even making it harder once the swim schools reopen to get kids back into programs.
It's a common, unfortunately, problem throughout summer that sadly kids lose their lives because of drowning circumstances. When's a good age to start learning to swim, Brendan?
When you're 2 days old, pretty much. I know certainly for me, I've had my kids in the bath and been doing water familiarisation things with them right from the early ages. But realistically, probably 3 to 6 months. And I think from that sort of period, that's when the kids start to really build up some ability to learn and actually do the things that they need to do.
And that's not just jumping in the pool and being supervised by mum or dad. That's actually getting some formal swimming training.
That's correct, yes. Learning to swim is much like learning to read or write. You know, there's an opportunity for people to build on their skills as they grow older, and we absolutely recommend that people go and get professional lessons in terms of learn to swim and water safety. You know, we talk about jumping into a pool, even learning for children that you have to wait till there's an adult there until you get into the water, or that you're in the right swimming gear, swimsuits and so on. It's just so important for that water safety aspect.
Brendan, is it important for kids to not so much have a fear of water but have a healthy respect for it?
Oh, that is actually what we're really trying to achieve. The more people can enjoy the water safely and the more fun they have, then the more they're going to want to come back. And so the Swim Safer Week this week is a focus on doing those fun things and doing them in a way where the children can really learn. You know, we've got swim schools that are putting kids in dinghies and letting them fall into the swimming pool and, you know, how to recover from a fall into the water, those types of things.
So for mums and dads out there that would like to know more about Swim Safer Week, what would you recommend?
We've got a website dedicated to this. It's swimsafer.org.au. And on there, we've got a swim school finder where people can find a swim school near them, which is doing our Swim Safer Week. There's also a whole bunch of resources and tips in there for parents to get the advice that they need to pass on to their children as well, things that they can do at home.
Really important stuff to learn, especially as we get towards these much warmer months, because kids are going to be attracted to the water like never before. From Swim Australia, Brendan Ward, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about Swim Safer Week.
Thanks so much.